This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Nick. We think Joel Embiid's going to play tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers. Mishoot around with a migraine. Add it to the list of excuses. We think Austin Matthews will play. Just saying, right? Just saying.
Right, and in a related story, Austin Matthews.
But like,
oh, have you got the sniffles? Oh, okay.
I don't know. I kind of feel if Austin Matthews is missing gay, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. You have these preconceived notions about some of these guys. It's just like, Embiid's got a migraine, Matthews doesn't feel well. It's just like, it's just a little on the nose, guys, with the stereotypes. Jeez, it's like a little tough.
Speaking of which, Kawhi Leonard officially ruled out for Game 5 for the LA Clippers. You betting the Clippers in Game 5 with Kawhi out?
I'm thinking about it. you see the updated market for the game, I think, is... still three everywhere. So I was like pretty close to what we had yesterday. A little bit, just a little bit.
With Kawhi
out. And we wondered about this yesterday.
Yes.
Kawhi out. Give me Iguodala. Give me the Clippers. Can you blame people for thinking that way after what we saw, especially in game? God, game three was rough. Just like, it's a 10%. So yeah, that market's really interesting. That's tomorrow. That follows the least interesting market in NBA history. Celtics 13.5 at home against Miami in a series that everyone just wants to go away as fast as possible because the games are borderline unwatchable unless the Heat make 943 pointers.
Pacers 4.5 right now on the road at Milwaukee. Giannis and Lillard both out for the game in a potential closeout game for Indiana. And the Cavs have gotten bet a little bit. We're now up to 5.5. Cleveland 5.5 tonight against Orlando. Game 5 in that series, 203.5 the total. All our bets for those games. And we got 4 games in the National Hockey League. Just looking at the board here to see if anything's gone haywire here. No, we're pretty stable. I guess the Hurricanes got bet out a little bit more. Carolina's a massive favorite to close out the Islanders tonight, Game 5 in Carolina. Okay, we'll get to all of that coming up in a little bit. We'll play NHL trivia with Ken Barkley to see if Ken can get to 1-1 since this trivia game started. And maybe we'll do it again tomorrow, and then I feel like I'm going to have a kid, and then I'll lay it to suckers, and we'll revisit it at some point in the not-so-distant future. But I'll fill out the rest of my AFC playoff bracket now. We continue to talk NFL on the show. So, can advance the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl, which is a surprise nobody, because they're probably going to win, and I think that I've kind of...
Alert the authorities. Stop the presses. Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Well, like, how can we not pick them after what we did this AFC playoffs and in the Super Bowl, UConn in the national title game, and what we're doing now with the Denver Nuggets in the NBA? And, like, Denver doesn't have to win, but really, like, it's just gonna be Kansas City. I can't tell you how many times I made the case for, like, Tom Brady to lose, and, like, he just, like, very rarely did. Like, how much money did people lose over the course of Brady's Patriots and even Buck's career going against Tom Brady just goes, oh, let me find a reason, 50 shades of losing money. That'll make it happen. Okay, so just to go over my playoff seeds again, I have the Jets as the one. I think it could be a monster regular season for the New York Jets. And I just want to, I don't think I said this on the air yesterday, the Jets' third-round receiver, Malachi Corley, great name. I think it's going to be like a monster. Now, not a monster in the sense that he's like better than Garrett Wilson or Mike Williams, but I think he's going to be like really, really good as a rookie for Aaron Rodgers. I really like that pick a lot. Jets is the one. The Kansas City Chiefs is the two. Joe Burrow and the Bengals is the three. And I have the Jaguars winning the AFC South, just like we did yesterday on the show. This makes sense. Lawrence Peterson, 8.5. Probably should be a little bit more. I asked a couple people today who are like familiar with Jacksonville, not just like the city, like the organization. Yeah, they've spent the weekend, long weekend in Jacksonville. Right, yeah, in Duval. And people are worried about like the Peterson, like long-term viability there. But everyone also acknowledges to a man or woman that the situation could just as easily go back to what it was in Peterson's first year when the Jaguars made it to the divisional round. So playing a little bit into volatility here, positively. And yet Evan and Lat like to end last hour on the show, and I asked him, outside of the top three receivers, fantasy-wise, who are you most excited for? You mentioned Brian Thomas, like Jacksonville's first-round wide receiver. It's like going to be, I think, like, could be awesome year one catching passes from Trevor Lawrence. So I have the Jaguars as the four. My five, like Ken, is Buffalo. My six will be Justin Herbert, Jim Harbaugh, and the LA Chargers. And my seven, the Houston Texans. I really, really, really would like to pull the trigger here. 50 shades of how does Mahomes not win? And one of the shades could be CJ Stroud goes nuclear. But to quote Mike Singletary, can't do it. Won't do it. So I have Kansas City advancing, although I really, really wanted to pull the trigger on the Houston Texans to win that game outright in Arrowhead, but I didn't. So Kansas City in the 2-7. My 3-6, Cincinnati against the Chargers. Oh, man. I'll advance the Bengals just because the Chargers may not be ready to win that game just yet against like a healthy Joe Burrow. So I'll take Cincinnati, and then I'll have the Bills going into Jacksonville and beating the Jaguars in the 4-5.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So we'll move to the division round. Any thoughts or questions about that?
No, I'm pretty similar, like bracket structure to what I have. Very, very, very early. Yeah, like I think there's a difference between liking Houston and being like, no, they're gonna go to Arrowhead and win, like right now. Like there's, it's just a tough case to make. Like no one else really does that, and you know, like Joe Burrow is the most success, but nobody else really does that. Just tough to be like, yeah, they're definitely also like Like people forget that like Houston wasn't even that good last year. They were just surprising, which is different than being really good. It's the Packers are kind of the same thing. Like, yeah, they were good, but they were not like one of the best teams. That by no measurement was Houston one of the best teams in the league last year. So the idea that like they're just going to go to Arrowhead and win and like that should be in a bracket. It's like, yeah, like it's a fun thing to say. Just like how I'm like, yeah, the Steelers. And when I say the Steelers are going to be good, what I mean is I want to bet them at really big prices on this like fringe outcome that they could maybe, you know, be the one seed or win their division or something. That's all I'd be willing to say with them. Just, and that's how I think people should feel about Houston, at least in terms of your bracket in that game.
All right. So the divisional rounds of the playoffs, the 2-3 matchup. Oh man, Kansas City and Cincinnati. And much like the first round, I gave thought to having Cincinnati win this matchup. I will not. I will advance Kansas City. And I feel like this would probably be the worst of the Burrow teams to play in Mahomes. And maybe in this string, maybe it'll end up being like the best like Chiefs team when it's all said and done. So Kansas, at least the best offense. So Kansas City past Cincinnati. And the Jets have like fairly consistently, like not every game, but have played Buffalo really well in like the Saleh era. And with Rodgers as the quarterback and McDermott being a playoff choke artist, I'll take the Jets to beat Buffalo in an AFC East matchup in the 1-5 at MetLife, setting up an AFC championship game. Chiefs at Jets. And I guess like Patrick Mahomes will play like the Tom Brady role here, beating Aaron Rodgers in his place in a championship game. Kansas City over the Jets in my AFC title game. Chiefs go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, having the Jets host the game makes it a little more interesting, I guess, because you put Mahomes on the road and the point spread will be smaller. But yeah, I mean, knowing the playoff careers of Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, like, yes, Aaron Rodgers can win. Would you bet on it? You know, God, I mean, in a game like that, like if you're right and the Jets are the one, and like the even, which just means the Chiefs aren't, which doesn't mean they can't be really good, but just that they would go to MetLife. Man, if the Jets are the one, then that's like a really, really small point spread. The Jets are going to host the game. Like, are the Chiefs even three? Like, are they? I guess they're favored, but like, I mean, you know, like, what's that market going to be? And as I'm saying,
are the Chiefs ever going to be dogs voice again? Like, they did they close against Baltimore?
Yes.
Five?
No, more. Yeah, more.
Five and a half?
Yeah. So, like, on the one hand, there's like one voice that's like, no, you idiot. Like, Mahomes will be favored in all these games. And then the other voice is like, well, he already went to a bunch of Super Bowls and won them and was a dog in the Super Bowl. So, like, wait, so yes, he can be. That's just not how this stuff works. It's not like Jokic is going to make the finals this year a lot of the time, and they're going to be a dog to Boston. That's true. That's just what's going to happen. And now whether you want to bet that or not is up to you, or whether you want to bet Boston, or whether you want to do whatever.
Didn't it reach a point, like, correct me if I'm wrong here, where the Patriots were basically only, even like a couple of the games against Denver, the first game they were dogs in Denver, the second Denver game, the second one that Denver won, the Patriots were what, 3.5 in that game on the road in Denver, like the when Manning won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Super Bowl 50.
I almost want to say it was a little more. I almost want to say it was like a little more than that, but it was.
I think it was
it's
three
in that
and
range.
A half.
It was definitely more than a field goal. Well, I just remember that was the weekend, like I was visiting my parents and I had to watch the end of that game on my phone as we're like boarding the airplane, and everybody on the airplane like doesn't want the plane to take off so we can finish watching the game. And I had bet I bet everybody on the Broncos defense that was good to win Super Bowl MVP before the championship round, not in the Super Bowl. But like, I was like, man, I think they're going to win this game. And then you play it out like, well, what happens if they win the game? And then they play Carolina. And then like, what, you know, just you play it out. So I had Von Miller, but I also had like seven other Broncos. I had like Chris Harris and like all these other guys to win Super Bowl MVP. So I was
Marcus
rooting
Ware.
Even as a. Yeah, I definitely had Ware. He was probably I think he was the lowest priced even. He and Von Miller, I think, had almost the same price to win Super Bowl MVP. Ended up getting the perfect outlier result there with Denver winning and then a low scoring, absolutely brutal Super Bowl to watch. But when you bet defensive players, that's what you hope for.
My big takeaway from the end of that game, I think Rob Gronkowski is the greatest tight end of all time. Just like what Gronk did
at the
end
of over
that game,
the shoulder, like crazy. That's all those plays are outrageous.
All right, let's break in here with this news, and then I have like a couple other points to make on Patrick Mahomes, and like Jake will pop on with us here in a second here to give us his thoughts. This is just like what this is one of those pieces of news I'm going to read, and it's like, what year is this? Per Jeff Passan from ESPN, and this is Alden Gonzalez, who also works for ESPN, Mike Trout, Angels all-world outfielder, obviously, needs surgery on his knee. The extent is not known, but a source said it is not expected to be season-ending for Mike Trout. So Trout going to miss a while and maybe come back, I don't know, after the All-Star break or at some point, you know, before the season ends. Jake, pop on with us here. I don't even, like, know what to say. Like, right, like, Mike Trout's going to be out a long time. Like, what year is this? Jake, your thoughts.
The Angels are and continue to be dead, and Trout couldn't win MVP anyway, so it doesn't really affect that, except that win probability goes somewhere else now.
Anything else on Mike Trout that's even like somewhat interesting? And look, if that's all it is, then that's totally fair.
No, I mean, nothing to really do. Like, there's nothing really actionable here. The Angels still stink. Mike Trout, I'm sad for you.
Ken, anything on this Mike Trout news?
Yeah, just for this is the first year that there's like a really ancillary award market that's offered, which is comeback player of the year in both leagues, AL and NL. It's just worth noting Trout was like almost an even money favorite to win AL comeback player of the year. So like he goes from even money to, I guess, like could still win. Like if he came back in 2 months and was just as good, does he win like double? Like he wins twice because he came back in the middle of the season. I looked at that market for probably 10 minutes a couple days ago, and I just go, man, if Trout stays healthy, like no one in this market makes any sense to win this except him. It's like some of his teammates, like Casey, like young pitchers who never win this award, by the way, not that you would ever know that, but like they don't. Like you, it works like most comeback player of the year kind of things. It's like star player who gets hurt and comes back and is good. Like that's what it is. So yeah, I mean, look, you can't bet almost any money into this, and it's not even offered in everywhere. But like he was the favorite to do something, and I don't even know if they were going to vote for him. But I would have thought of him as like by far the most likely player to win an award like this. So to be fair, now you're kind of like, well, who the hell's going to win that? I mean, look at like the next 15 names on the list, and it's. I don't know. And maybe the answer is just Mike Trout, except like I would have to go back and see like did anybody get hurt in the year they won and come back and like be doubly eligible to win? Probably not. On the NL side, like Edwin Diaz, I think is like almost a certainty to win if he stays healthy is like the most notable injury from last year. Market's not, doesn't have it that way. But yeah, that's the only Trout market I think that's affected really in a big way.
I feel like Mets fans not especially pleased with Edwin Diaz at the moment.
Right, to be fair, but like it's people be like, oh well, like do you have to be like amazing to win? Like no, but you have to be like good. And again, like if it's not him, then like who wins? So maybe this award becomes fun now because like I don't know who the hell would win AL comeback player of the year. Also, we played less than a quarter of the season, or maybe a quarter of the season ish. So I don't really know what's going on.
So Mike Trout surgery on his knee, but not expected to be season-ending per Jeff Passan and Aldo Gonzalez from ESPN. On the other side. We will talk some National Hockey League playoffs based off the results from last night. And I want to try and figure this out. How many times was Tom Brady, like, actually an underdog with the Patriots? And is Patrick Mahomes ever going to be an underdog again for Kansas City? We'll talk about it next.